Understand the messaging points apply.
Sorry.
Thanks, man. Thanks for pointing at me. We're in the same building as Power 106.
Yeah.
So Slugo and I are pretty square. So we're going to have Justin Credible, who does the nights there, come over
nice.
And teach us some language.
Oh, nice.
Some slanguage,
yeah.
Perhaps.
So what?
Slanguage.
Slanguage.
Sure.
Slanguage. With Justin nice. Credible. In minutes on KLOS.
Check, 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 check.
Introduce yourself to Los Angeles. Well, this part of Los Angeles anyway, if you would be so kind, sir.
I would love to, man. My name is Justin Credible. I'm on the air every night at our sister station, Power 106 here.
Power 106.
That's
so awesome, man. It's an amazing radio station.
It's a good time, man. Yeah, it's an honor, man. You know, I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, California. Cool. So having a chance to be at the hometown heritage station, play some hip-hop jams, man, it's a dream come true, man.
Well, we want to do something called slanguage.
Slanguage sounds fun.
Slanguage.
Slanguage.
Yeah, because, you know, we're very, very G-rated, and we want to hip it up a little, and we were told that you are the man to see.
I hope I can help, guys. I hope I can help. I'm here.
Let's give it a try. We'll give it our best shot. I don't have any faith in us, but go ahead.
I don't either.
I got faith, man.
All right. Slanguage.
So what I want to do is, I guess I'll give you guys some words that we use, you know, amongst the community, amongst the culture.
All right.
And just, you know, I wrote a few down here.
Okay, good.
All right, so I'm going to start off light. The first word I want to throw at you, the first slanguage word would be lit. Brand new show here on air.
Right.
You're lit out here.
I don't think we are yet.
No, I don't think we're lit at all.
No, you're lit out here.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Booming. It's like you're lit. The show's on.
But nobody's listening.
Hold on, we're booming? Okay? I think you're booming. All
right. All right, right on.
All right.
Wait, is that another word we can use? Booming.
Booming's another word.
Oh, I like that one.
Snuck it in there.
Okay. And it's not a bad band from the 90s. That's a good thing.
All right.
Booming would be like popular, like popping.
Okay.
All right. This one here, I think you guys are going to really like. This is one of my favorite words that I'm using right now.
All right.
This is on God.
On God.
On God.
On God. On God.
Now, this could be used a few ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if I want to reassure you of something, right? Like, I'm going to be on time today to come to your show. I would say, I'm going to be on time. That's on God.
Wow. So you're like swearing to us that that's going to happen.
That's how you know I mean business.
Okay.
All right. Or.
On God. Okay.
If you're, it's a few meanings.
Okay.
If you're telling me, like, you got a favorite sports team.
Lakers. No, you're asking the wrong dude. Lakers. Ask him. Lakers. Yeah, there you go. Lakers. Oh, Lakers. Yes. Lakers, I'll go with that. Yeah, yeah.
So if you're like, oh, Lakers going to go back to back this year.
Right.
Right. I'm going to agree with you. I'm saying on God.
I got you.
On
all right.
God. So I thought you guys.
God means that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. See?
Come on now.
All right. Let's keep it going.
All right.
You know about turned up, right?
Sure.
Turned up is like the energy I came in on.
I don't think we could pull turned up off.
I don't think so.
I don't think we're the guys to do it.
No.
You don't
it's
think
very
so?
Jersey, though, isn't it? Isn't turned very Jersey? Is that right?
Might have stemmed from where, the East Coast. Well,
let's look into the Oxford Dictionary and see exactly where this
no, I don't think
origin.
We could work. I don't think either of us could pull off turned up.
On Friday, you guys are turned up in here.
See, it sounds fine when you say it.
I don't see any alcohol, though. I mean, over on our side, I'm definitely turning up, though.
Okay. All right.
Let's keep going.
All right.
Are you guys familiar with that's OD?
That's OD.
Just like you would think. Overdose?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's too much? Is that what that means?
So it's like dope, but it's to the next...
Like, it's a little extra.
Yeah,
it's
no, ODing. No, that's no good, yeah.
He's ODing.
It's like OD was no that good. Garfield friend, wasn't he? OD, Garfield's friend?
No, that's not. Oh, it doesn't have anything to do
with
it.
I guess I'm wrong.
Was it the cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
I'd say we're not OD.
You don't think so?
No, not yet. We will be. We're just now lit. We're not OD.
The show's lit for sure.
Okay.
All right. One final one for slanguage.
We're doing slanguage.
I'm
honored to be here, man. Thank you, guys.
Dude, that's awesome having some power. We got to get a lot more mixed up.
Let's do it. Let's do it, man. Let's bridge the gap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. So the final one would be I bet.
I bet.
That's
bet. Meaning all right.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, nice catch. Yes.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's like all right, bet.
But what does bet mean?
So bet is just like if we're on the phone, if we're having a conversation,
right?
And you say something like, "I'll meet you for lunch around noon,"
and then I'll say, "On God."
You could say,
"Oh, there
God.
You go." Ah,
on
damn,
God
dude.
Works.
We're gonna OD.
No, we're probably not going to OD. We don't want to OD.
Is okay. OD going to be there?
Who?
The dog's friend? The cat's friend?
Not if I'm inviting you out of lunch.
Okay, what was the word?
I bet. Okay. So it's like, I understand. I bet. I'm on it.
Why
I
bet?
Bet is just like bet, like confirm.
I mean, doesn't I mean I understand?
Yeah, kind of does.
You don't need bet.
Yeah.
I'm saying bet to wait.
Wait a minute, he's schooling you. What's going on?
Yeah, now I'm learning here. Bet's kind of
you just know all of it, don't you, Kevin?
I really do.
Keeping in your head.
Kev's got the slang language, man.
Yeah, I am very hip.
Damn, people.
No, you're lit. You're lit.
I'm lit, right. That's what I meant.
Your
slang language, everybody.
I'd say that went well.
Well done, Justin.
Thank you guys for having me, man.
Mike Ness.
Right?
Love me some Mike Ness.
Same.
Social DX2 on 2 for Tuesday on 95.5 KLOS.
Tickets are sold out for the KLOS Operation Comedy starring Bill Burr, Jeff Ross, Bob Saget, and more, plus a special performance by John Mayer.
Very cool. And is Bob Saget going to get you into this show for free, young Kevin? He's friends of yours, right?
He may.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bob! Bob! Prize!
Saturday, July 24th at the Wiltern, we got your shot to win your way in each day with Heidi and Frank, and then it says here with Kevin and Sluggo.
That's us.
Brought to you by the new Bud Light Seltzer Iced Tea and Lemonade. Get these summer favorites wherever seltzers are sold, or go to budlight.com/delivery.
We'll give you a chance to win a little closer to six, so stick around for that.
We were talking yesterday, a month ago, I don't know, time is irrelevant to me, about my lifelong fear of snakes and toilets.
Oh, sure, yeah. I still want to know how that got started.
I don't know.
Well, you know, there must have been a catalyst.
There must have been. Maybe a TV show or a movie or something that I watched. I don't know. But I think it's just the
vulnerability of sitting naked. Yes.
The vulnerability of sitting naked over something that you don't know what's beneath it.
Yeah. That tube goes out to the, you know, El Segundo, actually, you know, and there's 17 million gallons of what you drop in there dropping out into the ocean right now. But what comes up those tubes?
That's my question.
From the ocean.
And when you're trying to get over a lifelong fear that's stupid,
it doesn't help that it keeps happening everywhere.
Every once a year, there's a story like
there
this.
There is.
A snake comes up from a toilet.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to ask you your lifelong fears.
Oh, okay.
What fear have you had your whole life, as long as you can remember?
Right.
And you've never been able to sort of get over it,
get past it. Right.
It's still somewhat
mine
there.
Are really depressing, so I don't think I want to talk about them on the radio.
Then. I mean,
yeah, they're really depressing. And probably going to happen. Unlike yours, it's never going to happen.
Do you want to put on some guy liner and talk about it?
Yeah, I'm going to play on some emo music and get all upset.
All right, so lifelong fears. You've been afraid of this forever.
Yeah.
You're not even sure why. I don't know where that came from,
right?
what I watched or what spurred it on. But
yeah, yeah.
I've always been afraid of that.
Yeah.
And I've always thought it's stupid.
Well, I can tell you one thing. So really quick, I was afraid of escalators for years until I was a tween before I'd start using them. Because I did fall down one time when I was four.
Oh, that makes perfect
backwards.
Sense.
Backwards, yeah. And then I didn't remember that. You fell down one
backwards?
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, and it took me years to even remember that I had done that. And then I was actually at the monkey wards where it happened, and I saw the escalator, and I just, boom, came back to me. Yeah, like the people standing around me going,
I fell in the toilet once.
Did you?
Yeah, wait, there was a snake in there. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so where it comes from is interesting.
So you can identify where it comes from, at least.
That made it go away, honestly.
Did it really?
Yeah, it did. That was the end of it. I didn't care anymore. It never bothered me again.
Sure would like that to happen with my snakes in the toilet.
But there
just keeps being stories.
I think you need to talk to your older brother. I bet he got it started.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
I blame both of my brothers for everything that happens in my life.
Call them.
So your lifelong fears that you're not even positive where you got them from.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about my lifelong fear of snakes in a toilet, which seems to keep happening.
Yes.
Which makes it so that it's a continuous fear.
Yeah, I should be able to say, Kevin, there's no way anything ever going to come out of the toilet.
I tell myself that.
But it's not
true.
And
then I see a story where a snake comes out of the toilet. So we're asking you, what are your lifelong fears?
That you were not going to answer the phone. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
I really.
Well,
that
played.
Isn't a joke. This is the fourth time I've tried to call you guys this hour. Long time listener, 100th time caller.
Thank you.
Okay, my name is Terry.
Hey, Terry.
And I just want to say, don't you think that we ought to actually tell the boys of Santa Ana thank you for their service out there today?
Yeah.
Rescuing the woman, the naked woman.
Are you afraid of getting stuck naked between two walls? All right, man, thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. Ross, by the way, tweeted, and you may find yourself trapped between two walls. And you may say to yourself,
well, how did I get here?
That's a great tweet.
That is a good tweet.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I was calling about my fears.
Yes.
I've always been afraid of drowning, like even in a hot tub or anything. I'm just scared of water.
Did you have some traumatic event that you remember or no?
No, like the lines on the bottom of the pool, they look like eels and it freaks me out.
But can I just suggest that they're not eels?
I know, okay. But it's still freaky.
Okay. All right.
Well, thanks for calling, and we hope you get over that, past that, that it doesn't bother you, that things never come up into Kevin's toilet, especially.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo. This is Mr. Mosh down here again in Julian, California.
Hey, Mr. Mosh.
I just want to say thank you for what you do. I appreciate what you do. I'm sure your fans do. You put a smile on my face every day.
Thank you.
I get through and you talk to me. And this world needs more smiling.
I agree with that.
I agree with that for sure.
Yeah,
thank you.
Definitely. Thanks for calling.
I do.
Thank you.
So you want to hear a fear?
Yes. Lifelong fear.
When I was young, on the bunk bed on top, I would always have this dream of falling down a well, and I woke up on the floor.
Oh, wow.
Were you wet?
Did you get wet?
No, I was not.
Not that kind of dream.
So ever since then, I've had fear of heights.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. At least you can trace it back to something.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and I appreciate you calling.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for the compliments.
Hi, KLOS, your long-time, lifetime fear.
It's so interesting when you said snakes in the toilet. You know mine is? Rats in the toilet. Mm.
Rats? Oh, that's awful, too.
It happened to me when I was a kid in Mexico. We traveled to Cancun on a vacation with my family.
Right.
And, as soon as you get into the restroom, you check out the bed. I mean, as soon as you get into the hotel room, you check out the bed. So I needed to take a poop. There was a rat in the toilet at that hotel in Mexico.
Oh, my God.
It was terrifying. I was about 12 years old, 13 maybe, and never, I'm 42 now. It's never gone away.
I mean, that's one of those things that clearly you're just not going to really get over, especially when you have something that...
It did happen.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's sort of like what's going on with you, even though it hasn't happened to you.
Agreed.
All right, your lifelong fears, share them. They won't help. We can't help you at all, but 818-955-KLOS.
Let's go. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We're talking about lifelong fears. Mine is as a snake in a toilet. We had a guy call in with a rat in a toilet.
Yep.
And yours, sir, is what?
Mine are spiders in the toilet. And every so often I'll be doing my business and I'll feel like a bead of sweat and I'll immediately think it's a spider and it'll freak me out.
Wow. That makes sense.
I don't love that one.
Do it. Yeah.
That's been a thing like forever.
Sure.
And then the other is if I'm on the freeway, I can't be behind trucks that have items in the back of them because I'm afraid something's going to fly out and crash through my windshield.
Has that happened to you?
That has not happened to me. I don't know where it came from. It's just I can't be behind trucks with stuff.
Dude, I think that's probably pretty wise because the more I see, man, so much stuff is flying off and laying in the middle of lanes and there's ladders.
Why is that always a ladder?
I don't. Yes, exactly.
Right. People can't tie down ladders.
Yeah.
I don't know what's
happening. Tie down your damn ladder.
Right?
They're not listening. Whoever's with there with ladders.
I was driving down the 91 the other day and there was a giant drum in the middle of the street.
Attention, Southern California rock fans. If you lost a drum, it's been found in the middle of the freeway.
Hi, KLOS, lifelong fears.
I am absolutely terrified, and I mean phobia of bees. Wasps, anything that flies things and bites at the same time doesn't die.
Do you know if you're allergic to them?
I'm not allergic to them, but they absolutely terrify me.
Yeah, well, I got stung when I was a kid, when I was 5, and my toe blew up big time. So I still don't know if I'm allergic, and I'm always a little nervous.
Did that happen to you when you were younger?
Yeah, did you get stung at all?
Yeah, I got stung once or twice when I was a kid.
Yeah. Actually, the thing that really was most upsetting about it was my two sisters were so mad at me because I was like a 5-year-old and they were like 10 and 12. They're like, we have to stop our picnic now because this stupid little brat got stung. What a useless little bastard.
You made them stop their picnic.
Yeah, exactly.
What a nightmare. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, lifelong fears.
Hi, I'm irrationally afraid of balloons.
Balloons?
I think I know what happened. When I was younger, I never wore my seatbelt, and so my mom took me in a car with a balloon, and it went flying out the window. And she's like, that's what's going to happen to you. But I think just the trauma from it came from, like, the noise the balloon made as it went flying out the window.
Sure.
Well, and the fact that she's telling you you're going to go flying out the window is probably
What's wrong with your mom?
We need to call her. What's her number?
I know, right?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Maybe my oldest fear.
Wow, that's amazing.
Fear since I was a kid.
Really? Any idea what brought on this fear?
Only that when you sit on the toilet, you feel a little,
exposed.
Yes. And so it was always a snake coming up through the toilet. That was the fear.
Like for as long as you can remember, like when you were being potty trained, did one of your older brothers perhaps say, look out, there might be a snake?
I don't know if that happened or not.
You have an older brother, right?
I do have an older brother. Yeah.
I bet he'd torment you.
That's
that
possible.
Way. Yeah. That's
but then every once in a while, this happens.
It does. Too often.
And that's not cool.
It's not cool at all.
Because I'm trying to convince myself that that's a stupid fear. Stop it.
But then I'm sick of these mother-effing snakes in this mother-effing toilet bowl.
Man sits on his toilet and gets bitten in the genital area by neighbor's escaped python.
And there's the underlying annoying part. That python shouldn't be anywhere within a bazillion mile radius, but the neighbor has it and couldn't keep it.
This was Monday. It was an Austrian man. The python apparently got away, slid through the drains, and bit him while he was on the toilet.
While he was on the toilet. That's just not nice.
He was a 65-year-old man.
Oh.
That would have done it for me.
Yeah.
When I'm 65, that happens, I'm out.
Yeah, and bit him quite...
I'm just out.
Quite in the...
I mean, it does...
Specific region.
It does say the groin region, not groin region, the... What does it
say?
Yeah,
it said no. It was the exit.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. So that
just
what kind of squeal did he let out? I mean, that must have been I don't really have this fear, but now you're starting to instill it into
shortly
me, man.
Shortly after he sat on the toilet, mm-hmm. He quote felt a pinch in the area of his genitals. Now, are they trying to tie the genitals into a story that doesn't require it, or mm-hmm. were they involved and they just don't want to say it?
I don't know that I want to know for sure, honestly.
Though his exact route is still unclear, the snake is thought to have escaped unnoticed from the 24-year-old neighbor's apartment, who, by the way, has like 10 of them.
You know what? Snakes. So I want to hear from people who have wild animals in their homes.
Doesn't have to be a snake.
No.
Any wild animal, maybe a monkey.
Right? And we won't, you know, if you're not supposed to have them, we won't be tracking you down and sending them.
We don't have it. We don't care.
Yeah.
We may yell at you.
Yeah.
Because that could happen.
As long as you keep them caged and safe.
The snake, a constrictor native to Asia that can grow to more than 29 feet.
Who wants that in their house?
But imagine a boa constrictor constricting
stuff.
You know, your junk.
Stuff. Various items.
I would somehow just give up. I just can't get that out of my head. And now here's another story. Another goddamn snake in a toilet. It happens.
I wish I could say it didn't. Oh. I wish I could pat you on the back and say, not to worry,
man. I've
been
trying my whole life to stop worrying about that because it's dumb.
And it keeps coming up, as it were.
Yes.
If you will.
It keeps coming up, as it were.
Because people can't keep control of their... If you have that stuff, man, make sure it don't get out of your house.
Remember there was a tiger wandering around the neighborhood here in Southern California?
Yes.
Somebody had a tiger, and then they took off, and it was a car chase.
There was another one not too long ago, some crazy poisonous snake that got out, and they were afraid it would have babies.
Oh, dear Lord.
I know, exactly. I mean, they're not wandering around because someone, they had the right to have it. You can have the exotic pet if you have the paperwork. Let me see your paperwork. But, you know, they still fail in
but
keeping
why?
It. I mean, I guess
why?
I can.
Why?
I guess I can. Well, let's find out why.
All right.
818-955-KLOS.
You have a wild animal as a pet.
But what
doesn't have
do?
To be a snake, but it can be any wild animal.
And what do you do to make sure that it don't crawl up Kevin's toilet? Right. We don't want it.
I don't want your wild
Kevin's
animal in my butt. I think that's fair.
That seems totally fair.
818-955-KLOS.
Seems like it's asking that much. Man, oh man, you want
want to go to Atlanta, you want to see those humans? Well, they're not playing there. That's another one. So forget it. Go ahead and go, and you just stand there all day, and they won't show up. Yeah. No, but they're going to be playing the Bank of California Stadium, Guns N' Roses. That is happening on August 19th, and the tickets are on sale even as we speak via Live Nation. However, we got those four packs of tickets, and I thought maybe let's give away another four pack of Guns N' Roses tickets. Not right now.
Not right now. Okay.
Later on, like in the 5 o'clock hour. All right. Know.
I like it. There was a python that was found in a guy's toilet, and it bit him, and I don't like that.
Not a fan.
So we're taking calls from people about you have a wild animal as a pet.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that you're able to control that pet.
Control said pet so it doesn't get into Kevin's toilet.
Keep it out of my butt. KLOS, hello.
So we used to have ostriches growing up.
Ostriches.
And, yeah, we were still, like, you know, in a suburban area. Of course, we had a half an acre of land. But, yeah, people would stop by, feed them, give them bread and stuff and scraps. And
Why did you have ostriches?
Some guy had an ostrich farm in town, and he was selling them. And my dad, just being the man he is, said, sure, I'll take four.
I'll have four of those.
Yeah.
Where, like, most people would go, man, you know what? I'll try one. Your dad goes right for the quarter pounder. Yeah.
Did they? Yeah. Weren't they kind of violent? Aren't they?
No. They were actually pretty tame, really friendly. They go up and pet them. The male would get mad once he had eggs in there, and he would get all defensive. But
sure.
Yeah. Other than that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Right on. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Very interesting.
For sure. Have a good
one.
Right on.
Thank you. Take care. Hi, KLOS. What wild animals do you or have you had?
As a pet?
Well, actually, I just got rid of it, unfortunately, less than a year ago. I happen to have a reticulated python that I've had for 11 years.
And how did you keep him from getting out of the house? I mean, I'm sure you took measures, right?
Oh, yeah. My dad and I built a great thick enclosure out in the backyard.
And he never got out?
Not once.
Not once. Not once did he ever get out. But.
Good, because Kevin's butt is very happy to hear about that.
My butt just smiled.
It's like a rainbow.
Well, I don't think a snake bigger around than your thigh could possibly do that. It was, like I said, it was over 17 and a half feet.
Right. I guess this wasn't a very large one then to get through the turlet hole. Maybe in Austria they're larger. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's very interesting. Well, thank you for keeping the public safe from your odd and exotic pet that you had. We appreciate it.
818-955-KLOS. Your wild animal is a pet. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about a 12-foot python that was found in a guy's toilet.
And this keeps happening, much to Kevin's chagrin.
Yes, it does.
Damn, so that is nasty.
We want to know if you have a wild animal as a pet. Hello.
Not my pet, but it's my neighbor's.
Oh, right. Yeah. What's he got?
A few dozen large spiders and tarantulas in her apartment.
Kevin loves spiders and tarantulas.
I'm out.
I don't go past the house anymore. I don't even want to close to it. I'm out too.
I can't really blame you. Why does he have all of them? I mean, I know that people like it and it's cool and weird, but what's his reason exactly? Do you know?
Occupation is a vet tech, so kind of. Yeah.
No, I didn't expect an actual answer.
No, yeah, fair enough.
Yep. Makes sense.
Right on. All right, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, tell us about your exotic pet.
Yeah, so I have a spider monkey, and trip on this. To keep him from going anywhere, I feed him hot Cheetos.
But then he has that really hot poo that he flings.
I don't feel like that helps things at all.
What's his name?
Davey Wavy.
Davey Wavy?
Hey, Davey, sit. Here goes your hot Cheetos. I also have a peacock.
No peacocks, if that's cool. KLOS, you have a wild animal for a pet?
In my teenage years, these friends of mine had a boa constrictor that in the summertime, they had a piece of driftwood screwed up to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And they would let the snake stay up there for the summer.
Wow.
And
that's kind of cool.
Nope. Summer,
yeah.
The snake disappeared for like 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, he was in Kevin's toilet.
That is not frightening.
So my one good friend decided that, hey, you know what? We really need to start looking for this thing. They did find the snake all wrapped up in the closet. They were afraid that their cat was going to disappear.
Right. Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe. Well, Kevin would have been happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, look.
How dare you, sir?
Huge fan of cats.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. Thanks. Hi, KLOS.
Hey.
Hey.
Kevin and Sluggo?
Yes.
I love that you guys answer the phone. How cool.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Scott with the Weed Line. We've spoke before.
Hey, what's up, man?
I have a great snake story for you, Kevin. You're going to love this
All
one.
Right.
You know, in the 70s, Alice Cooper used to tour and had snakes on stage.
Right.
So he actually kept the snakes in his room. Back in those days, Alice was drinking a little bit, and he'd forget to close the bathroom door on certain nights. And more than one occasion, Shep tells the story of having to call down to the lobby and tell them that one of their, 6-foot pythons has gone down the toilet, is going to come up on someone's toilet on one of the floors in the hotel somewhere.
Oh my God.
But it's like Alice Cooper, so they're like,
we'll deal with it. It's okay. It's Alice freaking Cooper.
Wow.
Of course, Shep had to deal with all of that.
Damn.
These are like the Helmsley in New York.
Yeah. Oh my God. So little crappy places.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, you keep exotic animals?
Hey, I'm calling because I just heard Rainbow mentioned.
Oh!
Yes, you did.
You heard it. It was all about Kevin's bottom. It's like a rainbow.
Yeah.
All right, man. So you want to get in on this this virtual concert that is happening this Saturday at 2 p.m.?
I heard Judas Priest, and I said, hell yeah.
Yeah, Rob is going to be there. Sammy Hagar is going to be playing. And you could buy tickets. It helps out Ronnie's stand-up and shout cancer fund, ..
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds good, too. Definitely.
Screw it. We'll give you the ticket since you mentioned Rainbow.
That's so awesome. Really glad to hear it.
Congrats, man.
I mean, now I want to know what Dave's favorite disco song is.
Same.
Favorite disco band.
I would guess it's the one he remade.
Yeah, the Gap Band. Bee Gees.
I would guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Makes sense.
He's doing a whole album. Not a whole album. I think he's doing 4 or 5 songs for a record day store. And he's putting it on a vinyl.
Right, which is awesome.
New California bill would decriminalize psychedelics. Expunge criminal records.
Oh, and expunge criminal records? That's a great idea.
According to Senator Scott Wiener.
Get out of here now. That is not his name.
According to Senator Scott Wiener.
Out.
The war on drugs has been a complete failure.
Yeah, right.
It hasn't stopped people from using drugs, and it hasn't stopped addiction.
Oh, man.
So California's on the verge of becoming the latest state to decriminalize psychedelics for personal and therapeutic use.
Wow.
How about that?
Timothy Leary would be very happy.
It would decriminalize substances such as psilocybin, which I'm not sure what that is.
We have some right here if you'd like to try
MDMA,
some. MDMA. Yeah, you have
LSD, ketamine, DMT, and mescaline. All of those would be legalized.
Well, that's not going to happen. Although I said there was no way that weed would ever be legal,
But weed is such an easy decision. That's absurd.
It's a gateway drug.
Well, I finally am. My favorite politician is Senator Scott Wiener.
I mean, great name, first of all.
And I believe we have him on the Heineken 00 hotline.
Well, you got to tell me these things before I make fun of someone.
Yeah, sorry. Senator.
Hello?
It's okay, guys. It's nothing I haven't heard before.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. It's all right.
Okay. So tell me about your bill that's going to make all of this legal. Do you think it has a chance?
I do. Here in the 11th District where I serve near San Francisco up in California, I've talked to my constituents, and a lot of people are very much behind this. They, too, recognize that the war on drugs, quote unquote, has been a failure, like you mentioned, and it's simply not working. And these substances you mentioned, they all have excellent therapeutic uses that really we need to legalize them and to use them in the proper way.
And then expunging the records, that needs to happen with all the weed people in jail for weed over the years in prison.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. People doing hard time for things that are, well, now completely legal in the state of California.
Insane.
And in this particular case, these have a medicinal and therapeutic purposes, a lot of these psychedelics, and they need to be taken off that Schedule 1 list.
Makes sense.
So then you could also just kind of take it, even if it's not for medicinal
reasons.
Well,
you said, is your bill for personal and therapeutic use?
Ideally, yes. Hold on a second. Because they're for people, that's why. I'm sorry, my dog was asking me a question.
What?
My dog was asking me a question. He wants to know why I can have steaks and he can't have steaks. He's always talking to me.
Okay.
Oh boy, my desk is bleeding. That's not good.
What?
Anybody got a big Band-Aid? My desk is bleeding. There's blood everywhere. Okay.
Is that a normal occurrence?
Oh, it is for me. I take a lot of these same substances we've been talking about.
Oh, I see. I get it. So MDMA, LSD, ketamine, what?
Oh, your voice is blue. I can see your voice.
My voice is blue.
Yeah. Oh, that's a pretty shade of blue. You're like one of those blue men group. You know, they paint their faces red, those guys.
He is actually wearing blue, so you're freaking me out a little.
Oh my penis is a raccoon. Now I'm in trouble.
A raccoon?
Oh, my penis is a raccoon. Oh, they're vicious. Ow! Gee, okay. Stop biting my leg.
Okay. Listen, maybe don't take the psychedelics when you're in the legislature trying to put this bill through.
Oh, sure. Now you tell me. My phone is Ed Sheeran. It's not good.
Your phone is Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, it's got curly red hair and it stings poorly.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's a fact, sir.
We got a text this weekend from our boss. It says, I don't like to pat myself on the back.
I'm always afraid when a text starts like that.
But I just came up with a great punk rock band name.
Oh, yeah?
Fried Chicken Diarrhea.
Is that thanks to the slip and slide, I would imagine? The massive slip and slide?
I certainly would hope so.
Humans are disgusting.
Yes, they really
like
are.
Being on this planet anymore. Good punk name. That is a good punk band
name. That's a good punk band. Or, you know, even hard rock we could go.
Sure, yeah.
But everybody seems to have a few of those that they think, oh, that's a great band name.
Yeah, and they're playing Coachella this weekend, that's for sure.
Yes, exactly. So I have a few here, and then we'll take some calls at 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, no, nice. Let's hear them.
I have Above Average Weight Band. Abracadaver.
That's got to be like a death metal sort of band.
Right?
Abracadaver.
The Abstract Penis Brigade. The Afghanistan Banana Stand.
Oh, that's a good one. They need to use that on Arrested Development.
The Al Roker Death Cult Wind Ensemble.
Wind Ensemble.
When you can put Wind Ensemble next to Death Cult.
That's a straight up win.
That's a win.
Without any doubt.
Alcoholics Unanimous. Talking about great band, hard rock band or punk band names. If there are people out there that are, you know, forming a band, we're happy to help.
We're trying to help. That's what this is all about.
The Almighty Lumberjacks of Death.
I am an almighty lumberjack of death.
The Anal Speech Therapy.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Anus the Menace. Armani Death Machine. That would be a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's so nice.
We'll take your calls. 818-955-KLOS if you have a great band name and you can't for the life of you imagine why no one's using it. Call now. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we are talking about great band names. Like the Avenging Lawmowers of Justice. Like the Baldylocks.
Baldylocks. Ooh, that's odd.
The band formerly known as Sausage. All right, let's take some calls at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you say yes?
No, I didn't say anything. Okay. I have two punk bands that I've been in that I love the names of, but we never got it off the ground.
Oh, yes,
one
please.
One is called Get the F Off My Lawn, GTFML.
Love it.
Get the F Off My Lawn. Right,
we got it. We understood. We know what F other, is.
Okay, I just making sure. You thought I said yes. But then the other one is Fistful of Ladies.
A Fistful of Ladies?
Fistful of Ladies.
Yeah, that's good. Fistful of Ladies.
Yeah, right? That's strong.
Fistful of Ladies.
You get back in the studio and you guys get to work and use those names.
Right.
Hi, KLOS, you got a good punk band name?
Yeah, my brother was in a band called Spam Dagger.
Spam Dagger.
That's strong.
Spam, 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 spam. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, you got a good punk band name?
Well, I got a good name. How about Pharaoh's Daughter?
Pharaoh's Daughter.
Pharaoh's Daughter's not bad.
That's pretty strong. 818-955-KLOS, let's hear your band name. Injured in an accident?
That was Broadzilla. It's a good band name.
Yeah, that is a good band.
Broadzilla.
Really good band name.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about good band names. Colon on the Cob. That's good. This one you have to be careful with. The Cunning Runts.
Ooh, yeah, you do.
And Crappy the Clown and the Punch Bowl Monkeys.
Oh, man.
Pretty good.
That is really
we
good.
We might need to start a band just so we can call it that.
You got a you got a clown in the name, I'm totally in. Especially Moist Kong. You know what? You should text them to us as well, or tweet them at us, actually.
Yes.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
At Kevin and Sluggo for your great band names. We'll take some calls now. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I got a name for you.
Yes, please.
Global Harassment.
Hmm, that's pretty good for a punk band.
Global really Harassment, is. I like it.
Actually sounds like a Green Day album. Thanks for calling in. Just heard from our own Wendy. She's come up with a band name. Shut up and give me your money.
Oh, I like it.
I would totally see that.
I would too in a second.
Yeah. Hi, KLOS, you have a good punk band name?
Hell yes, I do.
All right, what is it?
The Donald the Butt Trumpet.
Not bad. Not bad.
I guess it'd be more... Well, anyways, thank you.
KLOS, you have a good punk band name?
Yes, how about Tasty Scabs?
Tasty Stabs?
Yep.
Kind of like it.
I got a Facebook page on it, too.
Oh, wow. Sounds a little like a drag queen to me. I don't know why.
Oh, that might be a good theme. I might have to try.
There you go.
Right on.
You're welcome to it.
Yeah, enjoy. Hi, KLOS, you got a good punk band name?
Actually, yeah, two different ones for you. One is Skidmarks.
Skidmarks is great.
The other one, Swollen Colons.
Swollen Colons. Hey, and that rhymes. I like that. They should definitely play together, clearly, those two. Skidmarks and Swollen Colons, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hi, you have a good band name?
Yeah, how about... Skull Crushers.
Skull Crushers. I can't imagine that's not taken.
Yeah. Patent that right away.
KLOS, hello. You have a good band name?
Yeah, for a female punk band. Mm-hmm. Chick Jizz.
What?
Chick Jizz. You have to beat that one.
What is it?
Chick Jizz.
No, I'm not getting it. What is it?
Chick
I'm having trouble making it out. What is it?
You're just making me edit up a storm, you bastard.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I think I have a problem. I think I'm falling in love with Devorah. The more I see of her, that's Devorah right there.
Yep.
Damn. I know my pal Kat's a big fan of her as well.
I think a lot of people are big fans of hers.
Local
for good reason.
Stuff we're playing here at you. Devorah not dead yet on KLOS.
You've seen this before. Birds aren't real.
Yeah.
I was not aware of it.
Love this story because it's 100% true.
Until Raul sent it to me.
Yeah, Raul.
Tweeted it.
We love him. We got to hire that guy. He's so weird.
There's a campaign called Birds Aren't Real.
Birds are not real.
And there was a guy named Peter McIndoe who showed up on a TV show to talk about the fact that the U.S. government has killed all birds.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to let this news out. I'm kind of upset about it myself.
And the dude was wearing flip-flops and looked like he just rolled out of bed. And I don't know why they took him seriously, but they did.
Why are you mocking? It's true. Birds have all been replaced.
By?
Well, we'll find out in this important report.
Okay.
A campaign called Birds Are Not Real brings its efforts to the Mid-South.
And this morning, we are joined by one of the messengers of the movement. Peter McIndoe is here to tell us how this all came about. We want to emphasize you were not the founder.
No, ma'am.
So how did you become aware of it? What is the message of the movement?
The message of the movement is essentially to spread awareness that from 1959 through 2001, the government mercilessly genocided over 12 billion birds.
Genocided. Look that one up. See, this is why I'm good with dictionaries, man.
Over 12 and simultaneously billion. Replaced them with surveillance drones in disguise that film us every day as equally as these cameras are filming us right now.
Well, that's inaccurate. It's not as HD as those particular cameras, but in fact...
How do you know? Maybe the bigger birds are.
Oh, you mean like the hawks?
Yes.
Well, they do have really good cameras.
Maybe they have HD.
They do, actually.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's a hell of an undertaking.
So, the host wants to know, what kind of proof do you have?
Yeah, where'd you...
So, what do you have to back that up?
To back that up,
I have as much evidence as the birds have provided. There's so much.
Cool.
I don't know what that means. Honestly, I've listened to that 10 times.
Wait, he didn't delve deeper into that question? That's as far as that reporter
went?
Well, I have reams of information here about the bird replacement program that started in
59
and wrapped up in 2001.
They stopped killing the birds in 2001.
Sure, because they were all gone.
Right.
So this is really satire. I mean, you don't really believe that happened, correct? This is a satirical campaign to make the point that what? you're looking at me like, no, it's not satire. I really do believe this.
This is the best.
Honestly, it's kind of offensive.
Okay. So it's not satire.
I don't think you would say that if I said birds are real. You know, I don't know why the other side of the argument can't be treated with equal respect.
The other side of the argument.
I don't think you would act like that if I said birds are real.
Yeah. No, no, he makes a because fine birds point. Are real. No. Hey. I think that encapsulates this whole, if whatever I say, you have to take as potential fact. That's kind of what he's saying. If I say anything, how dare you pretend.
You need to have the same respect for me, even though I'm saying nonsense.
Complete idiocy.
Yes.
Except for this, because birds are not real.
Correct.
Are lawmakers, though, really taking this seriously? Because a lot of people will have their doubts, they'll have their questions about whether or not the movement is really serious or not.
Or your bananas.
Yeah, that's been a really hard part of this, honestly. Since the billboard's gone up, there's been...
All right, hold up. Back to since the billboard's gone up.
Right.
There's one billboard. And I believe it's in Memphis.
Where?
Oh, I believe it's in Memphis.
Road trip to Memphis. I want to get a picture in front of it.
So listen to his story about what's happening with this billboard.
Okay.
Honestly, since the billboard's gone up, there's been a reaction of supporters and loyal bird truthers coming out, saluting.
Bird truthers. Bird truther.
Oh, man.
That's a bird truther.
I'm a bird truther now. I didn't even know it.
Bowing. It's almost become almost like a...
Bowing?
They're bowing to the billboard.
Oh.
It's a pilgrimage.
See, I wanted to go because I'm a bird truther.
Right.
I guess it just immediately tugged at my... feathers, my tail feathers.
I couldn't love this more because he's just spouting nonsense.
What are you talking about?
And the two hosts are trying their best to an informative interview
If we had him in here, we would dig a little bit deeper than they're being a little nice.
Like a sacred pilgrimage to see it. others, though, seem to have some kind of laugh response, and it really pains me.
People have a laugh response.
Just yesterday, we were talking about how people start things as a joke, other people take it seriously
because
they don't know that it's a joke. This is not one of those cases. Birds are fake, and they're out to get us, and they're watching us at all times. And can you imagine the undertaking?
All right, listen.
All those birds.
If you get made fun of, for what you believe.
Right.
You believe something that people make fun of you for.
We want to hear about it.
Yes. 818-955-KLOS. You believe something and people mock you.
Like, you know, you're a bird truther.
Let's say you're a bird truther.
Because they have trillions of dollars to turn birds into little spying machines. But people laugh. Folk laugh. So if it's something like that, give us a call. We'll help you through it. 818-955-KLOS.
The birds aren't real first.
No.
First.
Fact.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. And we're taking phone calls from stuff you believe that people make fun of you for. You believe in spirits?
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, why would people mock that? I mean, certainly believe spirits. You mean like in the human body or wandering around on their own?
Both.
Both, yeah. Really?
Okay.
Wow, I don't know who you're hanging out with.
Mostly wandering around.
Yeah, mostly wandering around? Just showing up wherever? They particularly like 7-Eleven?
I don't know, you seem pretty nutty. Yes.
Where's your proof? Where's all the poop coming from? You also have a terrible phone, but thanks for calling. Hi, Kayla. What is it you believe that people poke fun at you for?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
What is it you believe in? You have a crappy phone like the last lady?
Hello?
Hello?
No, are you talking to me or...
Sure.
We're talking to you, yeah.
Yes.
What is it you believe in that people make fun of you for?
Well, that helps. That the British-German Empire is involved in taking over the United States.
The British-German Empire at today?
As of right now?
Is taking over the United States?
Yes.
Okay, do you have proof?
Yep. You guys ever heard of Cecil Rhodes?
Is that guy from the band?
In 1947.
Oh, that was Randy Rhodes.
Listen to my radio program on WGSO AM 990.
Okay.
Out of New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Talk about it.
Okay.
It tonight.
Okay.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
All right, we'll be there.
We'll be there.
Yep.
B Square. Hope he has a better microphone than he had a telephone. Hi, KLOS. What is it you believe that people poke fun at you for?
I believe that the aliens are always watching me at night, and everyone laughs at me when I tell them that's why I can't sleep.
How do you know that they're watching you?
I mean, I don't, but, you know, it's dark, and you can't see what's in the dark.
So I mean, it is dark. Technically, that's true.
And I do kind of believe aliens are watching us, so I don't want to help you along that road down that. But
there you go. Hey, I'm not the only one then.
All right. Thanks for calling. I mean, I don't know. I don't encourage it, but maybe I'm not the
right. That's what you did.
818-955-KLOS. Dio, Rainbow in the Dark. Hey, that was your sign to call, was it not?
It was.
And that is exactly what Thomas did. Thomas of, you just talked to Thomas and Hemet, yeah?
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. He's get to hang out for this virtual concert that's going to be happening this coming Saturday at 2 p.m. You can actually still buy tickets if you want, rollinglivestudios.com. And if you do, you're going to be benefiting Ronnie's Stand Up and Shout Cancer Fund, which is awesome. But Thomas is going to be there virtually, and we'll give you another chance to win probably tomorrow on this KLOS thing.
All right, we are talking to people about things that they believe that people make fun of them for.
You have such a thing, sir?
You know, there's a guy, you may have heard of him. His name's Satan?
Lucifer? And,
Satan, yes.
Yeah, the devil, you know, the devil?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally controls the media.
Oh, how does he control the media?
I don't know, but there's this guy that's like a really big proponent of it, and he can explain it a lot better than me.
Yeah.
He's on YouTube.
I believe that.
Right.
Hi, KLOS, what do you believe in that people make fun of you for?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I believe in, like, fairies and gnomes and trolls.
You believe that they're out there in the world for sure?
Oh, yeah, I saw them when I was a kid. I remember seeing a troll that would come to my crib at night and look in the between the bars at me.
Wow.
And then at what age did that troll go away?
Well, for a while, and then probably in high school, it started coming back.
Well, that makes sense, actually. That's when they do come back. Trolls are always in high school, hanging out.
Yeah.
Wow. No, all right. Well, thanks for sharing. That's very interesting. Who have you tried to tell over the years?
My husband and my kids.
Do they laugh at you?
No, my son believes me.
Oh, all right.
My husband doesn't believe me so much.
That's interesting. I think that's really interesting. That's very interesting. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KLOS, you believe in what that your friends make fun of you for?
Hey, yeah. I'm a spirits guy, too. I had a ghost at my house back in the 90s in Huntington Beach.
Oh, yeah? What did he do?
He just hung out. It's kind of a long story, but I think it was a guy that I knew in the military, and everyone thought we were on drugs until my mother-in-law saw it and described exactly what I saw.
Wow.
Okay, but I just have one question. He just hung out?
He's your buddy, right?
He just hung out, and I would even talk to the mother effer.
That's cool.
Like, all right.
So a few weird things happened, but not like Amityville Horror crap.
Right.
Right. And he never said, get out. Get out. Get out.
Nah. Well, my wife and her sister brought a priest over, and I got pissed off, and I just...
Yeah.
Wait.
No, you don't want him kicking your buddy out.
Your wife and your sister brought a priest over?
Yeah, to bless the house. And now in Amityville Horror, that's when everything goes wrong, right?
That's true.
That is true. Yeah. I mean, that's the end of things.
I got pissed, so I didn't let the priest in my bedroom, and I did let him in the garage. And guess what? We never seen him anywhere in the house again. Except for the garage.
Oh. Well, there you go. Well, nice.
Well, that has a nice little happy bow on it.
You know, I just sort of kind of believe it, too, man.
I
really, yeah, you do?
I do.
Dude, you won us over. We believe. Well done.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I'd have to tell you the whole setup.
Yeah, we've heard enough.
Yeah, I think that ought to do it. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling. Right on. Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Don't forget Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game. Between now and 4 o'clock is worth $1,000.
$1,000.
We have a special guest on the phone. No way, man. No way.
It's happening.
No
yes way.
No
yes way.
We're in charge here.
How are you doing that? How are you making that happen?
God bless you, Sluggo, for doing that. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Can't turn that off right now.
I love that.
Nope.
Hey.
Hey, Bean.
How does 1 second of rock work? How does that work?
Cares?
Can I win the $1,000?
Yes.
How does it work? Seriously.
It's the same as, except for we use 1 second of any song in the middle and beginning wherever.
It's pretty tough. It's just literally a fraction of a second.
Can you play? No. Wait, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. No, you have to be caller 13. So.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And does anyone ever win? Have you actually given away $1,000 to somebody in the game?
It's actually $500, and we've given away $2,000, I think, on Friday.
Yeah, it rolls over every time someone gets it wrong. So, yeah, the next time.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is big time radio. Let me say, Kevin and I are used to very janky prizes. The fact that you're actually like handing out hundies is pretty impressive. I got
to
be honest.
I was trying to explain to Doug when we were asking people to send us their T-shirts so that we could then give them away.
Yeah,
that was quite a deal. Yeah. So Bean. Yes.
And remember Kevin back in the day where we could afford one billboard because we raised the money, our listeners raised the money for us to put up one billboard. And then rather than have billboards all over Southern California and then people could drive by and see us, we just had to give them the address of where our one was and they had to drive to it if they wanted to see
it. It was like in an alley off to the side somewhere.
It wasn't in a great location. No. Really ever.
No, it was, no. And Kevin, do you remember, honestly, the first picture that we got, you could only see about half of the billboard because there was an enormous tree in front of us.
It was like 75% tree, 25% billboard.
Trip Reeve picked that one out personally for you guys.
How you been, man?
Well, let me say, I'm doing great. Okay, I'm doing fantastic. I just had to pause. My wife and I are watching the third Bring It On movie.
No Man Land?
Wait, hold on. Is this where the person comes in second place and says, second place? Hell yeah.
The same series, but this is a different installment of the movie. This is the third one. So I had to pause that to jump on and talk to you guys.
Okay.
No, I'm doing great, and this is a thrill to talk
to
so both of you guys.
Weird to hear you two together again. This is the first time since November 2019. Is that right? That you've been on the radio together?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, wow. We did an interview within a couple of weeks with Jim Rome, I think. That was probably officially the last time. But, yeah, I mean, I've missed you guys. And Sluggo, I mean, you know, I go back just as far with you as I do with Kevin. So it's a thrill for, you know, all three of us. This feels like a mini reunion of our station in Arizona. But I just want to say, because I don't know how long you guys are going to have me on.
Another 10, 15 radio seconds.
As a radio geek, and Kevin, as long as you've known me, you know that radio is my thing, and it has been since I was a little kid. It's all I ever cared about, all I wanted to do. It's why I can't get laid, okay? Because all I care about is radio.
Is that
right?
What's going on?
Oh, that's very true.
Yeah, me too.
I can vouch for that. What?
Being on KLOS is such a thrill for me. Like, this is a gold star in my diary right now because
this
is one of the legendary radio stations in America. I mean, it has been rocking for more than 50 years, and just to be on the airwaves following people like Jim Ladd and Bob Coburn and Gino Michelini and all these classic names that Southern Californians know. Yeah. I mean, it's just really cool.
But doesn't it get taken down a notch because I'm here?
I mean, this isn't their finest hour, if that's what you're asking. No. When the history of KLOS is written, you will not be in the first 10 pages. But what I'm saying is, I can tell from hearing you, Kevin, that there's some zap in your step, but there's a thrill in being at a radio station that has that intangible vibe that we used to love so much at K-Rock back in the old days. And there have been other stations, KMET, other stations, you know, in the market that have had that. But there are some stations you can just tell when you walk in the front door, when you walk down the hall, when you put your butt into the air chair, that it's happening and it's fun and people are glad to be there and you can feel that connection with the audience. And I don't think I'm making any of this up.
No, that's a fact.
It really does come through on the radio.
Yeah, it is a fact.
And Sluggo, you've been around a long time. I'm sure you were delighted to realize that when you got over to KLOS that was the vibe, right?
Oh, 100%. That it is what it seemed like, and the listeners are as dialed in and as excited about KLOS as it seemed to be.
Sluggo's the one that got me interested
in
doing this.
Yeah.
He was texting me like crazy. I had to block him at one point. He's like, hey, we're having fun. This is a situation where the program director doesn't listen or doesn't care, so it seems like we can do anything we want.
You can actually throw things on and have fun, like, you know, in the early days of KROQ.
Exactly.
200 years ago.
Yeah. Now, how are you? And forgive me, Kevin, you know my default position is I feel like I have to interview everybody that I'm talking to. I just have to. How are you dealing with the fact that you hate classic rock music? What are you doing about that?
I don't hate as much classic rock music as you would think, A. And B, KLOS is not super old.
Yeah.
It really mm-hmm. has. I mean, we play the new Foo Fighters, for God's sakes.
Yeah, just a second ago, the brand new one from the radio.
So it's really.
And I know that you guys have championed tons of new music. I mean, more than any other station in the market, perhaps. You guys are certainly for rock music. You guys. No, I'm serious. Music as well.
Right.
We have. Not that many people know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just remember, you know, for so long, Sluggo, if a song gets to be over about 6 months old, Kevin is done with it. He is on to the next thing.
Like, yeah.
That's too old for him.
I don't have patience. If that's what you're saying, I just don't have patience.
I can't imagine you putting on the headphones and going, yeah, man, give me some Hendrix, you know?
It happens.
Well.
All right, now, Bean, I do want to talk to you about the time change, because this for a long time has been a burr in your ass. Is that where a burr goes?
Yes, that's exactly where it goes.
Okay.
Saddle. It goes in your saddle.
Oh, saddle.
It does technically rub up against your ass.
Okay, so, good.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Times tweeted, daylight savings begins this weekend.
L.A. Times, daylight savings.
And Bean quote tweets and says, your intern who tweets is making you look terrible by misspelling saving.
When was the first time that bothered you? And I mean, did you know as an infant that it was daylight saving, or did you learn later? And when did you finally go on the warpath about this?
I mean, I don't remember. Kevin, you may remember when I started going on the warpath, but it's been decades, I'll tell you that.
A long time.
I mean, look. All of us have a thing that bugs us, and for whatever reason, this is the thing. Because it's not an opinion that it's daylight saving time. That's actually the name of it. Right. I mean, I don't have to school you guys about the Uniform Time Code of 1966.
Sure. Oh no, that's one of my favorites.
But, I mean, of course, we don't. Yeah.
It's actually called daylight saving time. I mean, it actually has a name, and it's just as easy, as I've explained so many times before, it's just as easy to say it right. But I will tell you, two things have happened, Kevin, since you and I worked together.
Okay.
Number one is I moved to a country where, while we do still have a time change, very similar to North America, we don't call it daylight saving time.
No.
Okay? So I go from Greenwich Mean Time to British Summertime. So
British Summertime.
A lot of the hassle. In,
British it, right? Summertime. It's chilly. It's
that
foggy.
Really cuts out a lot of drama in my life to not have to worry about it.
Right. But hold on. You're on Twitter a lot. Yeah. And you read.
Yes.
You know.
You see
US
them damn stupid Americans still
lot.
Over there
it
in the car.
It has to still drive you crazy.
It does, but I will tell you this, and you may look at this and you may go, wow, my friend is growing up. Dean is actually a little more mature than I once knew.
Okay.
Because I'm not saying I'm giving up, but what I am saying is we now live in a world where there's no such thing as right and wrong English. I mean, I don't know if you follow the new dictionary words, but irregardless
of
the dictionary
now. And supposedly.
Supposedly is as well.
Supposedly. Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Bean, somebody tweeted me and said, are you the one writing for the dictionary.com?
So, I mean, I guess we're in a world now where literally, and I'm using that word correctly, any word goes. There's no such thing as an incorrect word. I mean, last week, Sluggo, you probably saw this. They put in some words from The Simpsons, right? Embiggen is in the dictionary now from a dumb Simpsons episode. So maybe it's the COVID. Maybe it's just we live in a world now with a pandemic where people think, well, I guess we just can't get worked up about the little things anymore. But it does bother me less than it used to.
Wow. So you're throwing in the towel as well. Everybody's throwing in the towel on the right things.
My little friend is growing up.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, I would still prefer that people say it correctly, but I'm no longer going to track you down on the internet, find out where you live, and go burn your house down. Past that. I'm not burning anyone's house down anymore because I've done that too often.
If you ever need an arsonist, though, you know who to get a hold of.
Oh,
just let me know, and I'm happy to help you.
Are.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
I got you.
Hey, what's going on? Forgive me for not knowing as much about the station. What's going on in the mornings over there? Is it still Jamie and Frosty and Woody or whatever that show's called?
It's Heidi and Frank.
Yeah, the Heidi and Frank show. I love that show.
I can't.
Heidi and Frank. I know those guys.
Dean, I cannot tell you how great it is not to have to get. Yeah, you know how great it is to not have to get up.
Yeah, what's that like for you? It's been an interesting experience for him to wake up still at 4 a.m. but not have to be here until almost 4 p.m. How's it been for you not having to be up at the damn crack before the crack of dawn?
Well, I was lucky because the last few years that we did the show together on K-Rock, I lived in New Orleans, which is in the Central Time Zone. So I was used to going on the air at 7:30 a.m., around 6:30 a.m.
What about daylight savings? Did that change?
Oh, how dare you. Here we go. Here we go now. So I'm pretty much on the same schedule now. My normal body clock is around 6:30 a.m., so I'm doing great. And I love being back home here in England. I mean, a lot of people were really surprised when I decided to leave America.
Yeah, just
rare that somebody switches countries.
Worst possible timing, though. You know, I remember that first picture you tweeted of you on the tube with a ton of other British folk, and then like a couple weeks later, you were on the tube completely alone, by yourself. You've not been able to go anywhere, see Europe, anything, since all this happened. Right, which is your whole point of going, right? So you should come back here and back to work, really, is what you should do. Give up this.
I can't complain. Everybody's been going through the exact same thing. You know, look at all the stuff that you guys look forward to. Look at the Coachella being canceled. Yeah, all the stuff that,
Vegas.
You know, that we all wanted, all the vacations we wanted to go to, all the places we wanted to see. Yeah, I'm exactly in that same boat. But you're right. The timing was my wife and I were going to move to Europe, and hey, let's go to Barcelona. Hey, let's go to Prague. Hey, let's go to Istanbul. We had all these things planned, and of course, it's just all on hold. I mean, you know, like they say all the time on the TV here, there's a light at the end of a very long tunnel, but at least we can see it. We're all heading in the right direction. I'm sure you guys have, some of you anyway, have gotten your jabs, as we call them, your first dose.
No, we haven't gotten our jabs
Sligo
yet.
And I have not gotten jabs yet.
Yeah.
But when they lower they lower the age in California to 90, we'll be right there.
First in line. So being alone now,
my first one.
Sorry,
you got your first one?
I'm sorry. I was just saying, I've got my first one. I'm just waiting for my second one. So it's just, you know, it's just a question of just being patient and just, you know, keep calm and carry on. That's all we can do.
Yeah. So since you and your wife have been spending so much time together, how everything is good? Because it's always interesting as, you know, people have had suddenly been thrust, as it were, into this situation with their spouses and mates. Sometimes they get along better, much better. Sometimes they find new things.
We've been doing great. You know, my wife and I have been together for 30 years now.
That's
and,
amazing.
You know, our lives have changed less than most people have as a result of the pandemic, because I was already working at home and was already pretty much a homebody. So we're used to spending a lot of time together.
Right there with you, man.
No complaints there. You know, we do, we do live near a very large, it's called the Heath, Hampstead Heath, which is 800 acres, and it's forests and it's streams and it's trees and it's valleys.
Wow.
And it's just a great place to get out. Every day we walk a couple of miles
with
the dogs out. So that fresh air and that exercise really makes a huge difference when you're housebound.
I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah. Who are you?
What the
Who's
hell?
On the phone?
Is this Ralph? Fresh air outdoors walking? What?
I know, right?
What's happened?
Well, it's great to have dogs, because they kind of force you to think of somebody other than yourself. You know what I mean? They make you go out and do stuff with them, because that makes them happy and that makes you happy.
That's why I have a little tiny
world for a couple of hours.
I have a little tiny dog, so I can just take her around the front yard and go right back in the house.
Like
30 seconds later, we're done. We're done here.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy here. Very glad to have moved, and I was so excited, Kevin, when I saw the news, as many of you know your fans and our fans were, and the fact that you A, get to be with Sligo, which I know is a joy, and B, get to be on such a good radio station.
Yay.
It's just wonderful. I'm so, so happy for you guys. I really am.
We are too. Thank you.
Yeah, I really want to get I really want to get a new bit rolling, because it's like 10 o'clock at night there for you, right?
Yes, that's right. Right now, because you've already had your time changed, we haven't had ours at 7 hours, usually.
Okay, so I would like to get a new let's bother Bean and wake him up sort of thing. I'm going to call you.
Just least randomly, expected,
right?
Randomly.
Yeah, randomly.
tell us about your podcast real quick, because we do have to go.
Yeah, let me put in a plug. I appreciate that. Our dear friend, Allie McKay, that Kevin and I worked with for all those years on K-Rock, she and I got together and started doing a podcast back in October. There's a free version of it wherever you get your podcast. It's called A Cup of Tea and a Chat.
Ah.
And then we also do a Patreon version.
Hello?
I think if you enjoy the old Kevin and Bean show, you will enjoy a cup of tea and a chat. We really, really do have a lot of fun, and it's a great community. So, check it out, you guys, and I hope we all get to talk again soon here on KLOS.
Nice.
Glad you're doing well. Thank you, man.
Yeah, very, 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 very cool to hear you again, especially the two of you. I know I'm speaking for lots of humans out there. To hear the two of you talking together again on the radio. I mean, you're a massive part of this damn town.
Look, it's just love.
Yeah, it is.
It's all love.
And a little bit of love.
Bye, Sligo. Bye,
right.
Kevin.
Bye, Bean.
No coughing on the radio.
Sorry. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We brought up this story yesterday. It sort of came out of the QAnon conversation. conference that was happening over the weekend in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And there were a lot of speakers on stage, and a lot of people were referencing the fact that Donald Trump would be reinstated into the office of president.
Theoretically in August. Put back where he belongs.
Correct.
Yes.
Which isn't constitutionally correct. Like, that's not the way the Constitution would allow for it to happen.
Well, my red tie and I have changed.
But they're saying that, like, it happened in, how do you say
Myanmar?
Myanmar?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. The military just took over.
Right.
And just put in the other people.
I'm
just
not sure.
Said, you know what? Hey, we're going to stop with this now, Mr. Biden.
Right.
And you're going to move on. And we're just going to insert Donald Trump, which is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's a slightly different military, you know, sort of a different mindset. Our military is a little more to the book, following the book.
I would say so, too.
Than just out, hey, let's do this.
So
why not?
That's what makes me think that the QAnon are, they're going so far to the right, far ridiculous now.
Yeah, I think it's past right. I think it's in a different universe at this point.
Yes, it is. So you kind of have to out yourself as being an idiot at this point if you think that's going to happen.
Right, right.
Maybe you think there was some injustice in the vote.
Which hasn't been proven at all.
That hasn't been proven either.
No, quite the opposite.
But if you think he's just going to get reinstated.
Waltz back in.
We lost you.
Yeah.
But I thought that we would check in with somebody who might be able to explain it better.
Oh.
And that is the broadcaster who's been kicked off YouTube and Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, you've
got to
be kidding me.
Alex Jones.
What?
Alex.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll tell you who's going to look dumb, my friend, in August. It's not going to be. It's not going to be QAnon. It's going to be you, because if it's true, Trump is going to be replaced, reinstated, rather, as the president of the United States. And that's going to happen.
And how is that going to happen?
Because General Flynn has realized the entire Secret Service has been replaced by shape-shifting dolphins. And that automatically precludes any protection for this so-called Biden administration, which, as we all know, are simply made up of lizard people. If you follow the trucks full of flies being dropped off at the White House, you'll recognize what they're eating.
Now, I haven't checked into InfoWars ever. It just seems a little further off than normal, sir, that you're saying at this point. That's a
I'll tell you what's off. I'll tell you what off is.
Yes.
Why is it that Kamala Harris is always wearing pants? Do you ever realize that? She never wears a skirt or a dress. That's because she has no bottom half to her body.
That's so stupid.
She is half alien. The bottom half of her body, her legs are made up of small children tied end to end.
That's just so stupid.
Well, there might be something to that. I don't know.
There is something to that. And that's because we've discovered Dr. Fauci. By the way, Fauci, spelled backwards, is I cough. When he was created,
what difference
in the
that's
lab.
Important. Wait, what difference does that make?
Hmm.
Because when he was working in the virus lab in Wuhan, when he released this virus, he also built Harris's special kid legs. That has been proven time and time again. That's why the White House smells of pizza and Bengay, and Ben Psaki is a swarm of cicadas that's been stuffed into a flesh suit wearing a wig.
So the cicadas are in on it too, sir?
Absolutely. The signal has been given. Trump will be reinstated because of the Friends reunion.
Because of the Friends? Oh. It comes back on you, Kevin.
I knew it! This stupid Friends? Wouldn't that be awesome if they caused this?
That was the signal, and now we know it's time to go back into the White House, because the penguins are also frying fish now underwater, which seems impossible, but they're making it happen somehow. And I just have one last question. Mm-hmm. Would you like to buy some nano silver infused toothpaste that cures COVID? I've got a bunch of it.
We're good. But thank you for joining us, Alex. We appreciate the explanation.
Two for one.
Nope. $7,500.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Coming up in about 10 minutes. Keep listening. We'll tell you when to call. We'll play you the clip. You identify the song. You'll win $7,500 to kick off your weekend.
That is insane.
I'm going to tell you that this story isn't possible.
Okay.
And yet, I've done some research, and it seems to be the truth.
Truth is stranger than fiction. So
several different sites has this story.
Mm-hmm.
There was a woman named Sarabi who was expected to marry Mangesh Kumar.
Okay.
In India on Thursday night.
This past Thursday night?
Yes.
Okay.
When the ceremony rituals began, which makes it sound like it's a multi-day thing?
Sure.
I don't know for sure.
Well, you know, sometimes families have large parties that go on for a long time.
Right, and I think that's
the
culture in India.
Mm-hmm.
When the ceremony rituals began, the bride and groom were exchanging garlands as part of the ceremony.
Okay.
And she said, I'm not feeling well.
Okay.
And she fell over and had a massive heart attack and died.
Oh, man. Well, that's cheerful. Thank you for sharing
that
story.
No, I'm not done.
Oh, okay. Good night, everybody.
You're not going to believe what happened.
Have a good night. Have a great weekend.
A doctor was called. She was pronounced dead after suffering a heart attack.
Wow.
The guy is still standing there.
Sure. In shock.
And he says to the parents who just lost their daughter.
Oh, no.
Hey, what if I was to marry her younger sister?
What? Are you serious?
Yes. That's why I say it's...
Well, no, that makes me start to think maybe to he imagine. Had something to do with it. Although that's pretty crazy right at that moment. But talk about leaving her at the altar. I mean, holy cow.
There's nothing that says anything about being poisoned or right. anything. But
wow,
so
dude.
He asked the parents of the woman who...
I hope they
died.
Had a word with him.
With her body in the next room.
Oh, my God.
They agreed.
Ah, that one will do. What about that one? Yes. How much is that one? Yes. What about that? Oh, man.
Her brother commented, "It was a bizarre situation at the wedding of my younger sister took place while the dead body of my other sister was lying in another room."
Wait, they went ahead and did get married?
Yes!
No!
That's what I said!
Get out of here! Didn't register!
The parents said yes.
No!
And not only yes, but right away.
Now.
Yes.
Get the hell out of here.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
How is it possible?
I mean, this sounds like something that could have happened from the 1600s all the way back through history.
Maybe.
But not in 2020.
Maybe. I don't know. I did check several websites, and they all seem to have the same story.
Wow.
So the uncle says, "We've never witnessed such mixed emotions. The grief over her death and the happiness of the wedding has yet to sink in."
What happiness? The guy's a jerk, man.
Imagine the younger sister.
Yeah.
She's just showing up to be in her sister's wedding.
She's like, "Do I have to go?
Hey, what about you?" Yes. What do you mean, Dad? What?
Get up there.
Did you say yes?
Don't you embarrass me.
That's insane.
You take his hand in lawful marriage.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I was driving home last night on the 101, looking right into the sun, as you do.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a bad way to go. Yeah.
And I usually am pretty good about looking behind me in my rearview mirror. I see people that are coming up. I'm aware of who's in what lane.
And making sure that they don't get to cut you off at some point.
Yeah. And I was very surprised by a motorcycle that flew by me while I was actually turning into the lane to the left of me.
Oh, man.
Flew by me.
Oh, man.
And I missed it by, I don't know, inches?
Yikes. Wow.
And that really worried me because I paid pretty good attention.
Yeah, I'm always looking for motorcycles on a regular basis.
But that doesn't mean you're going to see them all the time.
No, because they come flying out of nowhere sometimes.
So we brought in Stu.
Stu.
Who rides bikes. Hey, Stu.
Was it me?
It was not. I don't know. Was it you?
Was it a blue flash?
It was not. How dangerous is it?
It's,
because in Southern California, it seems like I was paying attention. I almost hit the guy.
Yeah.
It seems like people don't pay attention.
Well, even. there's two things.
Let's talk closer to the mic. I don't know why you're...
There's two things.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, you got to get rid of radio.
You can be a reckless motorcycle rider for sure.
Yeah.
But most of the time, because, you know, you have to split lanes. I split lanes.
Right. I would assume that's why you want to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's one of the main reasons,
right?
Yeah,
you want to get around. And I'm telling you, because I pass and see more motorists than you see and pass when you're in a car.
Of course.
I got to tell you, everyone is on that darn
phone.
On their phone.
Is that right?
Wow, really holding phones
still?
I see people
doing the stupidest things. Dude, yeah, I see them.
Wow.
You can see them texting.
Oh, man.
I saw somebody recently reading a iPad. Reading an iPad on the freeway.
Might as well just have a book.
Yeah, you see, everything is so stupid.
How close have you come to being hit over the years? Like anyone out at you?
It's not even a thing that I even keep track of it anymore.
It
probably happens. It registers for a second, but there's been so many of them that I just, you know, they just all kind of blur into just my general.
On every ride.
Uh-huh.
Do you almost get hit?
Because you got about a 30-minute ride,
yeah,
right?
Something like that? I live down at the beach, and it's a long ride to Burbank. You know, I don't say that I almost get hit, but if I was an inattentive motorcyclist,
right.
I bet I'd be almost getting hit every single time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you're splitting lanes, especially on, you know, surface streets or narrow lane freeways, there's really not much room for error at all.
Yeah, that's what's scary.
And
it's never occurred to you that maybe because people pay so little attention, this is a bad place to ride a motorcycle.
Well, what's occurred to me is that I have to be on my A game every single time because nobody is paying attention.
Right.
So I just assume the worst.
Oh, so you take for granted people aren't going to pay attention.
Yeah,
and then
you just assume,
figure out how to go.
Yeah, I wait. I go around them. I wait until it's safe. When the light turns green, I don't just, you know, buzz off. I look both ways before, like mommy taught me. Look left, right, left again. Then go. And if I could make one plea to motorists on the street.
All right, before you make the plea, we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you've almost been in an accident.
Or have been
in an accident. Because you're riding a motorcycle and people don't pay attention. Yes, you're going to make a plea.
Yeah, the safest place for cars and motorcycles. I'm talking about surface streets now, and you're at a light, and like there's a motorcyclist, you know, splitting lanes and trying to get up to the pole position.
Right.
Let them through.
Yeah.
If you're crowding, whatever.
People crowd the lane?
Well, if they crowd the lane, they don't necessarily do it on purpose, and I try to remember that. But when you see there's a motorcyclist or you hear him, you know, you're just sitting there. You've got plenty of room. Move your car over a couple inches to let him get past so he can get up to the light where he's out of the way.
Yeah. If people move out of your way, do you give him the peace sign?
Absolutely.
Because Sluggo really needs that kind of reinforcement.
I heard Adam one day bitching and moaning about how motorcyclists don't give you the wave anymore.
Oh, Adam Carolla?
Like, dude, yeah, Carolla. And I'm like, dude, I don't know where you are. But I can't wave to everybody that moves out of the way. But I wave to most of, I just give a little hand. Hey, thanks a lot. Streets or on the freeway, or I even give them a head nod, like, hey, thank you. You know, I'm shifting. I can't.
I never really noticed that until Sluggo brought it up.
Oh, you're kidding?
That no, that?
Really?
That
no, I love it.
Just
yeah.
that you can't give me a peace sign every time I move out of your way.
Absolutely.
So right. Now, but because Sluggo brought it up, now I watch for motorcycles
and you want it, right?
I'm like, hey, come on, man!
Give me the sign.
I pulled over for you. I may move like 3 inches.
I can't speak for every motorcyclists because there's some dicks out there, but even if I don't give you a wave, I promise you most of us, and certainly me, we really really appreciate it because
I
like living.
Sure.
We
sure
like having that. You live too. Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS if you thought that perhaps you weren't going to live.
Yeah,
because people aren't paying attention.
Oh yeah,
818-955-KLOS. Call now.
I love that dude. New stuff from Aaron Jones out of Seattle that is supercharged on KLOS.
We were talking about if you're safe riding a motorcycle in Southern California because it seems to me like you're not. So much.
Yeah, and Stu is basically here in the studio and agreeing that it's really not a very safe thing to do, but you still do it anyway.
Not to say. I do lots of things that are not safe. I like jumping out of planes. I like swimming in the ocean, surfing.
You're just tempting death.
Probably.
You just rode your motorcycle all the way down to Mexico not too long ago. Back,
I did.
Right?
Yeah, that was
awesome.
A great time.
That's
that
awesome.
Was safe.
That reminds me of Long Way Round and Long Way Down and all those. That's such a great series.
If you haven't seen Long Way Round, I think there's two of them.
Yeah, three actually. It's Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman.
Oh, I have seen that.
Yeah. Love it. Get on their motorcycles and ride the planet, basically. Go out
that's
the middle
the
of nowhere.
Most dangerous motorcycle ride I can ever think of.
Have you ever gone that far off road?
Yeah, they're going through hostile. Territory.
Yeah.
Not to mention just it's, how unsafe motorcycling is. Let's add real danger.
Being
to
out
it.
In the middle of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
Right on.
KLOS, you ride a motorcycle?
Back in 1988 on the 4th of July, I got ran down deliberately at 85 miles an hour.
Wow. Ran down deliberately?
I still got a little bit of a limp, but I managed to survive, obviously, and last I heard, the guy got beat to death by a rival gang member way back when sometime.
Well, you're rolling in different circles.
You sound like the typical motorcyclist. Typical citizen.
Thanks for calling. Glad you're alive. Damn.
Wow, that's close.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what to say. Yeah.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your motorcycle experiences.
All right. I've had two. One where I was T-bone and flipped in the air 180 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Most motorcyclists, when they're riding, the thing you have to worry about or be concerned with is not the freeway stuff. It's the side streets, because you've got traffic coming from you at all directions. Mm. And what ends up happening is when people are making a left-hand turn, they're looking right so that they can make that turn to get into the lane that they want. So as they're looking right, they ease out, but then don't look left. And so what happened was, there was a woman who was at an intersection, and she was easing out, looking right so she can make that left-hand turn. And by the time she had made that turn, it was too late for me to stop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How long were you in the hospital for that?
Dude, believe it or not, it looked worse than what it actually was.
Wow, wow.
Thank goodness.
That's crazy.
You're very lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you keep riding? Or did that scare you off of riding after that?
Yeah, do you still ride? Stu was asking.
No.
Hell no.
Hell no.
She's done.
Hell no.
Right on. Yeah, totally. Stu agrees with you that it's just so much more dangerous actually on surface streets, isn't it, really?
It's a different set of risks, but yeah, because you've got the 90-degree traffic thing to contend with.
Right.
You're not going nearly as fast, exactly.
Right.
And if you go down on a freeway, you're probably going underneath tires.
Wow.
Speed. So
God.
That, you know,
oh,
take
man.
Pick your poison.
Right.
All right, my poison is a big car.
818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your motorcycle experience.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is correct.
Almost hit a motorcyclist yesterday, and it scared me.
Yeah, that
sucks.
And
it made me think, this has to be unsafe in a city like this.
I always feel bad, and I see people like intentionally kind of moving over so they can't go by when they're splitting the lanes.
Yeah, that's
and
absurd.
Stuff. Yeah, I'm always like, what the hell are you doing?
Same.
So, you have a motorcycle story for us?
What's up, Sluggo? You guys, I've always wanted to talk to you guys.
Oh, welcome to it.
Are you a motorcycle rider?
Yeah, and I tell you the funniest thing in the world, you know? The worst part of all the motorcycle riding I've ever encountered was I came up on Coinga Pass on Mulholland Drive at a dead stop, was sitting on motorcycle, and some lady was texting or whatever, ran into the back of my motorcycle, jacked up the back wheel. I went flying on the back onto her hood, and bringing the motorcycle went sliding. And then she's like, "Oh well, can we just not call?"
Can you just not? No, sorry. Oops, just ignore this.
Hey, sorry about that whole thing. But can we not tell anyone,
dude? The exact same thing happened to my dad. He used to ride motorcycles all the time, and some woman slammed into him, and he ended up on her windshield, and he was in the hospital for a long time. Were you all right?
Yeah, it was funny, but believe it or not, the insurance company sucked too. They only gave me like $3,000 for the total freaking. It was a Sportster Harley, and freaking like $5,000 for my injuries.
Wow. Well, that sucks.
You should have called Sam and Ash.
You should have called Sam and Ash.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your motorcycle experiences.
Okay, 1970, senior in high school. Just got off work.
Hold on, the clocks are going off in the background. Do you have a bunch of grandfather clocks?
Oh, just one. Let me walk away.
Oh, no, I love that. Anyway. I love that sound. That's funny. Yeah. All right, anyway, so 1970. Yeah.
Senior in high school, first bike, on my way home after work. Stopped at a signal, waiting for their light to turn green, but the next light I see is in the emergency room.
Oh no. Wow.
Hit from behind.
Yeah, a lady under the influence. In a big, now remember, 1970, so we're talking about the big Chrysler New Yorker.
Heavy cars, yeah.
Yeah. I was just stopped at the light, and I flew across the intersection.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of flying going on with motorcyclists.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're okay now. Everything good all these years later?
Yeah, it took me a while. It took me a while to get back on the street. Yeah. I rode dirt bikes for a while.
See, that's why we split lanes at the intersection, because if you're sitting in the middle of the lane and a car doesn't stop at the light,
oh, that makes sense.
They'll sail through the intersection, and a good chance they'll miss me because I'm in between lanes.
Right.
That's why.
That's very interesting. Thank you for calling. Right. Thanks. I can go back in time and tell my dad that.
Yeah.
Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your motorcycle experiences.
Yeah, back in 93, I was going down the 10 freeway out in Montclair area, and a car jumped over right in front of me, and I went right over the top of him.
Wow, a lot of going over the top. A lot of flying.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem good.
I woke up in the hospital.
Oof. Wow. So do you still ride?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, man.
All right.
It's only one person dumped out of riding, that one woman.
I bet that guy's a better rider today.
Yeah, right?
I mean,
any advice, Stu, as we close then? for the riders out there in particular?
You know, I've been riding my motorcycle for like 23 years, and I just signed up yesterday for a refresher motorcycle course.
Wow.
Yeah, with an organization called Total Control, led by a guy named Lee Parks. And, yeah, it's like, you know, skills refreshing and training and all that stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. What's the name of it again?
It's called Total Control.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, we got Metallica tickets. We should give those away sometime between now and like 4 in the next few minutes. Not
the
right
next
now.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
I just don't want to right now.
I help run a charity called Friends and Helpers.
A damn good one, too.
It is for abused women and children. Thank you.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Important work, I think. It's a shame that it's needed,
right?
But it is. And especially with people who are out of work since the pandemic.
Right.
Domestic abuse in some places is up 40%.
Wow.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So when these women and children leave, they usually leave their house in the middle of the night. They have nothing. They go to these shelters. They get job training. They get therapy, anything that they need
right.
to help them get started over. And then we step in and try to help them as much as we can. And in this particular case, it's for back to school.
All right. Sure. Coming up too soon. Sorry, kids. Hate to say that.
It's coming up so soon.
Nah, you don't want to think about that.
And it's so expensive to have a backpack.
Oh, my God.
And supplies.
Yeah.
And books. Snack packs and books and all that kind of stuff. So we try to provide that for these women.
Right.
It's for the kids, of course, but it's so that the moms have.
Right.
They're proud of themselves. That their kid can go to school with a backpack and not. You know, have less than.
Yeah.
So we've done this a lot of years. This year we had to cancel, of course, the event.
Right.
This past holidays we had to cancel the event. Now we had to cancel the event. So hopefully we can have it this coming holidays. But for right now, it's back to school. And the only way you can help is to go to the website, friendsandhelpers.org. And there have been a couple of companies that have really helped us a lot. One is Goodman Group. For the past 5 years, it's a global property group, and they have sponsored the Friends and Helpers Back to School charity event.
Oh, that's
and they
awesome.
Challenge each other in their departments and different floors, and they come up with money and they buy supplies, and they've been incredibly helpful.
That's awesome.
And although we can't have a public event, they're helping us with our private event where we're getting all this stuff together for back to school.
And who is that again that's doing that?
That's Goodman. The Goodman Group. And then Galpin Ford, we just call Galpin Ford and we say, we need 8 trucks.
Right.
And they say, okay, come get them.
Wow. For Friends and Helpers.
Yes.
Nice.
So that's always cool, too. But if this is something that speaks to you, our website is friendsandhelpers.org.
Now, is that Friends A-N-D Helpers?
It is A-N-D,
Friendsandhelpers.org.
Okay. Correct.
All right.
And people can go there and you can sponsor a backpack or a snack pack. And 100% of what you give goes to these people who need it.
Nice. That's awesome, dude.
We appreciate that.
That's great.
Yes.
Very, very cool. Man, I was 100% obsessed with that song. I just would listen to it as a kid over and over and over and over. So it's kind of cleansing the palate of your Paul McCartney stuff.
Sure. Hey, it's not my Paul McCartney stuff. It's his. I'm just saying.
Of Paul.
Recently.
Well, it's a good thing that
his songwriting hasn't been up to his own standard.
It's a good thing that he's not around to hear what he's done, you know, since he died back when he was 21 or whatever.
I think that's. I think he's still alive.
You know those people that just
told. He's still alive.
Do you believe that? No.
Yeah.
Wait, there are going to be some silly noises here in just a second. It's Two for Tuesday. I love doing those kind of twofers from the album, you know, just exactly as they appeared on the album.
Agreed.
It's kind of fun to do.
Here's
there you go. Let's just let that go on for like 2 hours. Do that sometimes.
They really smoked, huh? Really
had
good.
Had the best stuff, man.
Here is an impossible headline. Fresno, the number one romantic city in America for singles, study says.
That's nonsense.
And then in the headline, it goes on to say, what were they thinking?
Yeah, so how does it, why? Is there wonderful food places and beautiful scenery to see in Fresno to take your sweetheart to? And
the website mydatingadvisor.com has looked into Fresno, and they say it has a certain amount of romantic charge, especially if you're single. So they say Fresno is the most romantic city out of 150 metro areas surveyed.
So beating San Francisco, beating New York City, beating Paris. Is this just in the U.S.?
It's just in the U.S.,
All right. So beating Paris, France. Oh, wait.
Beating Paris, the...
Yeah, whatever. I'm sure there's a Paris.
The casino.
Yeah. That's easy.
No, but they, I don't know, because they don't really pick big cities ever. Right. They say that they surveyed 150 metro areas, and also in the top five, New Haven, Connecticut, Springfield, Massachusetts, Hartford, Connecticut.
Well, see, Hartford makes sense.
And Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I don't know anything about Green Bay, but I mean, so what? Like, Fresno has the most romantic 7-Eleven? The most, like, nice place Del Taco to take your date
to? I'm going
to
tell you what they looked at.
Okay.
When they came up with Fresno being number one, the most romantic place in the world.
Nope.
I've been to Fresno.
Did you hook up a lot?
No. I've been there.
Yeah, I mean, clearly you hooked up some.
Yeah. The study looked at things like the cost of a bottle of wine.
Okay.
$8 in Fresno. A meal out for two, $46.
At Del Taco. No slam on Del Taco.
Date nights in Fresno are rather affordable.
So, like, the Dollar Theater is really nice.
But I can tell you why.
Yeah.
Fresno Blues.
Where's Greg Bejaro? We need to ask him about this. He knows all about Fresno.
Fresno also scored well for marriage rates, LGBTQ friendliness, and level of sexual activity.
That's all good. So, that's nice.
The city had a sexual activity score of 60.35 out of 100. That number is based on STDs per 100,000 people, active Ashley Madison users per 100,000 people, and I'm not making this up, sexually active high schoolers per 100,000 people.
So
that seems inappropriate at best.
It's just straight up nothing else to do in Fresno is what they're saying.
Right. You just people in medium household income also is looked at, and it's pretty good in Fresno. So
that's ridiculous.
Fresno's number one, you guys. Isn't that great?
Let's go there. Let's get some glass. Yeah.
And do what?
Yeah, exactly. What?
I've been there. No, thank you.
It was on this day in rock in 1976 when John Lennon finally got done with his four-year fight to stay here in the U.S. A special government hearing granted him his green card. Did you go to the Kill 'Em All for One tour back in the 1980s? It was on this day in rock in 83 when Metallica launched that tour with co-headliners Raven at the Royal Manor in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Metallica released their second album on this day in rock in 1984, Ride the Lightning.